Laura, firstly, I'm going to look at Pamela's decision to retire for director of netball. How much are you going to miss her about the place, and what's she done for your game?
Yeah, I mean, Pam's been a massive influence to so many netballers, and, you know, she has been for so many years. So seeing names like hers at Stars was obviously a big draw for a lot of players to come and play for the team. So, yeah, it's a massive loss that she's going, but obviously we wish her all the best, and I'm sure she'll excel in whatever she's doing because, you know, she's been businesswoman from day dot. And I know whenever I was at England, what was really helpful for me is that actually whilst I was trying to do my schoolwork and fit all that in with all the netball training, Pam was always doing her work outside of netball. So just that life netball balance was something that Pam always had to do and has always done very successfully. So that was always something very helpful for me as a young netball player coming up. And that's probably been my biggest help from Pam, something that she actually does off court.
We've seen Stars in those tournaments. How's the rest of the pre-season been going behind closed doors?
It's been going really well. It's been really nice. Sam's been very driven towards establishing what our team culture is and building a structure of how we play. So it's been really nice to just come in and just work off whatever Sam's got ready for us, really. And then over the last few weeks, we've managed to get all of our roses back into training and our imports into training. And that's been a real boost for the team, just having those guys come back in, and just intensity that they bring has been brilliant. So a really good last push of the pre-season going into our first game.
And from last season, what have Sam and Jackie added in a way to your game?
I think just, again, I just keep banging on about structure, but I think it's something that we didn't really establish last year. And it's just been really clear in training and in match play just what we're trying to build in terms of how Stars play. So I think that's been really positive in pre-season, and hopefully we can continue building that into the season as well.
The nice thing is this season as well, Fums and Marika are over. They're obviously here now. Is it something special to be playing with them?
Oh, definitely. I mean, just in training alone, having Pumza's arms just all over the place is a brilliant training tool for us. And obviously, absolutely brilliant that we don't have to play against that on court. So I'm happy that she's not gone to another Super League team and she's with us. And Marika's just such a steady head in the attacking end, and having that experience with a lot of young players is just absolutely crucial to our team. So yeah, they really do add quite a lot to our team, and just generally they're just really nice people off court, which is great. So it's just, they've come over and just settled right in, and that's just really lovely, and I'm really happy to have them in our team.
And the good thing is as well, Fast Five will be back in October.
Yeah,
have you got a woohoo for that? Are you looking forward to that again?
Yeah, definitely. It was so much fun last time, and I think, you know, all the players absolutely loved it, and it was a really great event. So I'm really looking forward to getting back on court and just running around like a headless chicken, I guess, to play Fast Five. Yeah, absolutely loved it. So thrilled that that's back this year.
What was Ellie's reaction?
I've actually already been making a shoot. Her long bombs. I'm saying long bombs only for this year.
Oh, so we can see some of them in the regular season. This is amazing.
Yeah. She'd just be scoring from outside the circle. And the umpire would be like, what are you doing? Why do you keep doing that?
Maya Snetball's obviously keeping you busy as well. Have you got any new camps for February half term?
Yes, we've got some camps in half term. Some in Liverpool, some in Chester. So we've got Monday the 12th, Thursday the 15th, Friday the 16th. They're all based in Liverpool. And then Monday the 19th in Chester. And I'm running it for quite a wide range of ages, different ages each day. But it runs from school years 5 right up to 10. So I'm really looking forward to that. It'd be really exciting. And there's loads of prizes,
A
pair of Mizuno trainers, because they've just come on board and they're supporting us. So there is a lot going on in these camps, and I'm really excited for them.
Yeah, Mizuno are doing a lot for the sport, aren't they? So it's good to have somebody like them on board.
Yeah.
I noticed as well you're using this Hoops app. Tell me a bit about that. How does that work?
Yeah. The Hoops app's brilliant, and I've been putting a few free events on there. And basically, they just have lots of different sporting events. You can either be an organiser or you can just be a participant, and you can put sporting events up on there and people just sign up, or you can just search for sporting events in your area and sign up and go along. So it's just another way to get active, and it's really easy to use. So I'm really happy that they've got me on board.
The dresses presentation was the other night, and obviously you were given your star number 3. How important is that to you ahead of the season?
Oh, it's just a really, really lovely evening, actually. We'd had a long day because we'd had our photo shoot and we trained after as well. So it'd been a very long day. And it's kind of one of those things where you think, oh, no, you know, I'd rather just go home. But as soon as we're there, it was so lovely. And it's so overwhelming to see all the support that we have. Our, like, wonderful sponsors were just all there, willing to come and spend time with us as players and hear our vision and provide a lot of support for the club. So it was just such a nice evening, and we didn't know that we were getting little presents either. So to go up and get our dresses and have our presents and our numbers of when we'd signed was just a really nice touch, and it was lovely from all of the staff to put that together for us and for the sponsors.
So we're a couple of days away now. Looking forward to that opening fixture.
Yeah, it had to be Thunder, didn't it? First one. But yeah, I mean, I'm really, really excited. Obviously, we've strengthened our squad this year, and we've got a lot of new players. And, you know, we've got a lot of really exciting young players as well, which is really nice. And they're all local girls, so that's really great for the club. So I'm just really excited to get out there. We've been training for such a long time. I just want to get out there. And it's against Thunder, but that's even better because it's against my friends, so can't wait.